Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight for a chill and short show tonight because I've been doing taxes all day and I'm not done yet. I think I'll be done tonight, so I'm eager to finish the show to get done with it so I could go sleep. But today we have been in absence of Coach Red Pill. Coach Red Pill has not posted on his Telegram for the last about 12 hours and he has also missed an appearance on the George Galloway Mother of All Talk Shows, for which he was committed. Listen to this.
Hallelujah. And God save the life of Gonzalo Lira, from whom we haven't heard since Friday when he agreed to come on the show. The airwaves are crackling with anxiety, even fear, at the sudden silence of the brave, intrepid war correspondent, a filmmaker, author, businessman trapped in Kharkov in the middle of the hell that is the war between NATO and Russia.
This guy is bizarre. I don't know how you end up speaking like this. Is it some kind of Scottish thing? I don't know how you end up having this this accent, but he's describing Coach Red Pill. And Coach Red Pill, yes, has been in Kharkiv for a long time now, has been giving us information straight from the front line, and now he's been missing for 12 hours. His last Telegram post was this morning. Is he dead? We don't know. He may have been killed by both the Russians or the Ukrainian side. For his denunciation of the Zelensky regime, he was definitely a target. Or he could have been just finding a path to going into the Russian lines and use the opportunity, but lost his ability to communicate since then. So perhaps right now he's safe and getting transported toward a kind of prisoner or labor camp on the Russian side. And I would be much more much less concerned for his safety if I know that he's on the Russian side, because he's been appearing on Russian TV without necessarily wanting it, but that could be giving him some street creds on the side of Russia. Whereas if he get caught on the side of Ukraine, I don't see much chance for him to survive. Even if he was just kidnapped without being killed, he would still end up probably being identified as a traitor and probably being brought toward the Ukrainian justice. Sun Commander sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, JF bro, shout out to my band, Organ Blender. Our third record is coming out next month." Shout out, Organ Blender. Is that a joke? You really have one of these bands. They still exist. We gotta get the band back together for our third record. Well, good luck with your third record, I guess. I would have to search tonight to see what kind of music you do. Someone was asking, is the title of your album Liver Pate? Oh my god, I'm so tired tonight that it doesn't take much to have me laugh. I shouldn't be laughing because it's not super funny. Eric Moss was asking, how is an ACE2 receptor attacking virus, ACE2 receptor attacking virus different from any other virus? I've once made the metaphor that imagine what's the difference between a monkey that can jump from branch to branch and a monkey that cannot. Well, the monkey that cannot is going through the jungle and at best is walking or running, but he's not capable of jumping from one tree to the next. Whereas if you have a monkey that's able to grab a branch, grab the next, he can advance pretty quick through the jungle. by jumping from branch to branch. So a virus that would be able to target ACE2 receptors and grab them, it's spreading through your blood vessels, a little bit like a monkey spreading through a jungle by hanging on to branches. It's easier, it's faster, and it's more dangerous. More dangerous for the trees and more dangerous for the monkey. And in the case of viruses attacking ACE2 receptor, more dangerous for your blood system, because if there's enough of the virus in your system, it will come to disrupt everything that relies on blood. It can disrupt the circulation itself, but then any organ that requires a lot of blood, like the brain. So that's why ACE2 being very common within the human body, it's a branch that you don't want viruses to grab it too much, you see. Zelensky still continuing his stubborn approach to Donbass. Zelensky says Ukraine won't give up territory in Donbass, claims Putin could use tactical nukes. You want to preserve Donbass? How is it possible? He wants to preserve Donbass, but he's been crushed in Donbass. Putin at this point can demand more than the Donbass. He can demand down to Kherson, Mariupol, and the whole land bridge. And at this point, he has no capacity to kick Putin out of there. So he's asking for the skies. He's asking for an unrealistic demand. I don't think he's going to get what he wants. I don't know what's the reason for this stubbornness. Perhaps American pressure. Perhaps a desire on the side of the Americans to extend the conflict so that they can get a chance to chip at Russia in this indirect way that they've come to like. I suspect this is this, because I don't see any rationality in wanting to protect a part of your territory that you didn't even own when it was in Ukraine. You didn't even control the Donbass while Putin wasn't there. Chronic Boom says, JF, is it true that black Americans store more fat than the native Africans because they were selected by starving conditions on slave ships, or is that a false claim? Well, that's an interesting one. It's a very interesting one. I do not know. You would need a country in Africa that has the amount of food access and food availability that you get in the US to do the true comparison. So I suspect it's very hard to know. Or you will need recent African migrants in the US to compare them with African people who come from the slavery thing. So if you had this basis of comparison, you could know this. But I've never heard that claim, so I cannot verify for you if that's true. But if you have links, I would love to review them, because it sounds like a possible hypothesis if the facts are there, but I've never heard the claim before. Thomas Howard says JF is pretty upbeat in the face of concerning news about a guy he has had several productive conversations with. I guess we all handle bad news differently. I think CRP has a wife and children in the Ukraine. Best wishes to him and his family. Well, yeah, I mean, of course I would be moved by the death of CRP. I don't think he's dead right now, so I'm not going to cry. That being said, I don't think also that Coach Red Pill is not the kind of guy who wants you to cry for him if he dies. I think that in terms of, you know, dying for an internet personality, I think it might be the most beautiful way to die. I mean, if Coach Red Pill is dead right now, he has left in a bang. It was a beautiful death, okay? So there would be no shame about it at all. He died pursuing the truth in a place where literally no one pursues the truth. So if he was to die, it would be the most glorious death of an Iseleb ever. I mean, think about what other way can you die as an Iseleb? Getting shot by Boogie? It sucks, like getting shot by Boogie in some suburb of California or whatever doesn't work. Dying in the front line for something that no single journalist would ever do, those professional journalists, you know, cover the truth as you feel it without an agenda behind, that is the most beautiful thing a guy can do before dying. As far as his wife and child, I know he would be sad if he died before being able to care further for his child, but I know also that before going to Kharkiv, he's made sure that they were in a safe place, so he's ensured the safety of his family before going insane on the journalistic coverage. So no matter what happens, and personally I think that Coach Red Pill is safe because he's a smart guy who probably found an out of some sort or a temporary place of protection, but he has lost communication. That would be to me the most likely hypothesis. Perhaps he is currently in Russia, who knows? But I think that something like this must explain his absence, because there he was on the promotion of George Galloway, Gonzalo Lira, but eventually George Galloway announced that he wasn't going to appear on the show because George Galloway has failed at communicating with him since Friday. However, we know that he was active on his Telegram 12 hours ago, so there was some kind of activity. He was still alive, but at this point we don't know. Video of a Ukrainian strike on a Russian tank. Not much to see in that video. It's very blurry, but the conflict continues, and here's the Russian tank getting hit. We are continuing to see destruction on both sides. We are seeing planes here. Russian planes headed from the south of Ukraine towards some place on the Donbass front. And in Kharkiv, there were some... the shelling was really rough. So this is exactly where Coach Red Pill is. And look at what happened today. So these guys are on the floor and everyone is going to hide. So people are calling fakes. It's why would you fake an artillery shelling in a country where there's constant artillery shelling everywhere? Even from a fake perspective, like the most efficient way you could record this right now is just to go outside at the place that's getting shelled and record. This is so annoying, people who call fake without support for the call. I mean, I'm all into questioning what we're seeing. Let's question what we're seeing, but let's be based in some fact. You have to tell me something in this video that indicates manipulation. Eric Moss sends a super chat, and by the way, if you'd like to support the show, you can send super chats by using the dollar button below the regular chat. The cash option is available on Odyssey, and it's wonderful. I'm also on Entropy as an alternative platform. Is CRP still alive? That's our survey on Entropy. Yes, no, he was killed by Azov, or no, he was killed by Russian shelling. Those are the three options. You can also send super chats on Entropy. And now Guy from V says JF is fake. Deep fake JF. I am not fake. The only way you can make that accent, the deep fakes haven't reached a point where they can copy my accent. You can make a deep fake of Barack Obama. You cannot make a deep fake of JF. Eric Moss says, let me restate my ACE2 virus question. I'm presuming that many viruses target some sort of receptor. ACE2, JAK3, Queen5. What is so important about ACE2 versus other receptors, and do other viruses target ACE2? In other words, just how novel is COVID really? There are previous viruses that we have known to target ACE2. There's no name that comes to my mind, but I remember reading about this because I remember asking myself this question at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. So ACE2 targeting viruses existed before. That's not new. Yes, some other viruses target other receptors. However, there is something very crucial about ACE2. It is the receptor that controls your blood pressure. That's why any modern medication of blood pressure, well, not any, but many, the main ones that we use are medication that target ACE2. So ACE2 controls the constriction of your blood vessels. If you relax the blood vessel, you have lower blood pressure. If you constrict the blood vessel, you have higher blood pressure. That's why ACE2 is so important. It's a signaling pathway for allowing more or less blood in a given area. So a virus that attacks this, who knows what it leads to? Perhaps some increased chances of blood vessels popping, because blood pressure is very tied with the possibility of a cardiovascular accident, something like this. Perhaps a lack of blood flow in certain areas of the body that would need it. That kind of stuff is what I would expect to be affected. And perhaps the very signaling pathways that allow both your body to control your blood pressure and the medication to control your blood pressure. Imagine we are in a world where a lot of people suffer from blood pressure problems. They all use ACE2 receptor blockers of some kind. And imagine a virus comes in and changes the dynamics, perhaps make people less responsive to medication. That's a problem. Nicholas Petrus says, Utsav, you are divagating on the public space. Oh my god, good memories, good nice memories of the past. Wasn't that hilarious? I'm such a tense guy when it comes to attacks on my show, to lack of credibility. It's like, you don't come on my show and say some bullshit about some conspiracy theory. And it's special because I'm so much more open. It's like, you can come on my show to lay out any valid theory you want. I'm not the kind of mainstream rejecter of alternative thought. I want to hear alternative thought. But if you do it poorly, if you lie, if you're not intelligent about it and you violate journalistic standards, then I will come at you. Thomas Howard says, ACE2 receptors are an important component of the angiotensin aldosterone axis, which is a vital pathway between the lungs, vasculature, and kidneys, as JF is stating, particularly with control of blood pressure. ACE-I and ARBs are the backbone of anti-hypertensive medication. Exactly. Sun Commander says, Jeff, what does it mean to divagate? Divagation. It's interesting because I think in English you have the word divagation, but you never say divagate. But a divagation is taking another track than the right track. It's somehow you are beside reality, or you are beside some standard that I expect of you. But a divagation, normally we just say to someone who's rambling or who's losing his train of thought or who becomes incoherent. In French, we say to divague. it's just a way to point to incoherent thoughts and lack of standard and lack of truth in someone's speech. So in English, it seems you don't have the verb. Divaguer, to sway off in French. Well, that seems to be an equivalent in English, sway off. Chronic Boom says, actually, divagate is a word too, just looked it up. Oh, okay, I had looked it up back then, and I thought I couldn't find it in, like, serious dictionaries. I think it was out there on the internet. Divagate, people are D-I-V-A-G-A-T-E. All tanker explodes off Hong Kong, one dead, seven injured. An oil tanker exploded off the coast of Hong Kong on Saturday, killing one person and injuring six others, the South China Morning Post reported. It was 300 kilometers east of Hong Kong when the explosion occurred, registered as Chuang Yi, and there was a rescue. They rescued the seven other people injured, but one person had died directly from the explosion. It seems like an accident. It doesn't seem like this is related to some war. Seems like it was a genuine accident. South Carolina mall shooting suspects bond set at $25,000 can go to work with ankle monitor. Jawan Price was charged with with shooting that injured 14 people total. And apparently with the bond laws, you would only have to pay $25,000 and be liberated. Well, not even pay $25,000, pay a fraction of it, if I understand correctly, although I don't know what are the details in South Carolina. So Fox News was complaining against this. Yeah, I mean, it's... like, you want someone like Kyle Rittenhouse where there's a doubt? You want someone like this guy? And especially Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, no sign that he was escaping the police. He went himself at the police station. You want someone like Kyle Rittenhouse to be able to have a fair trial while not suffering imprisonment unjustly, but someone who shoots 14 people... seems like too dangerous to have in society. And it's not like there's any doubt that there was a self-defense question here. You cannot shoot 14 people out of self-defense unless there's a big crowd going after you and trying to kill you. Kim oversees North Korea's 12th missile launch this year to improve tactical nukes. On Sunday, North Korea confirmed launched two short-range missiles off its coast overnight, which marks the 12th missile test this year. It seems that they are interested at developing nuclear power to eventually, what, strike South Korea? That's what they've been saying. Maybe deter and intimidate. I don't know. Kyle Butt says, yep, as is some by way... Oh yeah, some by way of skin color are far above justice. Okay, I understand what you mean. Yeah, I think there's been such a pressure in leftist and academic circles to who were confronted with the facts of the racial gap in imprisonment, and they've decided to change reality until those facts would disappear. It's like, oh yeah, if you're really, really generous on every single black person you meet in the criminal justice system, and if you're really, really severe on every single white defendant you meet in the justice system, maybe one day the gap will disappear. But that is by no... You haven't abolished the facts at the root of the gap. You've just put a carpet over the gap. But somehow, the social sciences and the law appear to have went onto the idea that if we can just hide this gap, it's like it doesn't exist. It's like we're going to mess with the data so much that eventually we'll have an equal proportion of black and white people in jail. But that goal you want to attain is not desirable, because it's a goal, it's a conclusion that has a lie in it. CIA bombshell: the Sussman data was user created. So there was some Trump Russia collusion material that had been passed on to the CIA, stating Russian made phone around President Trump. The activity started in April 2016 when the president-elect Trump was working out of the Trump Tower on its Wi-Fi network, and after his move to the White House. People will remember there was a big trend back then to associate Trump with Russia, and they were making up stories that Trump could be subject to extortion by Vladimir Putin, that the Russians would have videos of Trump urinating on prostitutes, and that there was a Russian phone whose data was indicating everywhere Trump is, this phone turns up. And it's like the little pocket Russian phone of Trump. Well, as it turns out, this data has been evaluated, and the conclusion is the data indicating the phone provider, the data from the phone provider did not withstand technical scrutiny. It was conflicting with itself and was user-created and not machine-tool-generated. So someone opened up a TXT on Notepad and said, okay, GPS position this and that, and time this and that, Trump is talking to the Russians. GPS position this and that, time this and that, date this and that, Trump is talking to the Russians. So basically, it was bullshit data passed under a kind of TXT form, but that was user typed in rather than a true log of a true cell phone. There's so much lie in intelligence communities. It's very worrying. Eric Moss sends a super chat. He says, are we not already in a replicator tango with the revolutionary phenotype, since we hail to the algorithm? How do you know that AI genetic engineering will not be a maladaptive force in evolution that will be avoided? The RNA viruses still exist, so couldn't humans still exist after TRP? Well, it's undeniable that artificial intelligence, as it starts interacting with you, is part of your phenotype and has evolutionary effects. And yes, it can, just like the farmer can have an evolutionary effect on the cow, the artificial intelligence could have an evolutionary effect on humans. But these evolutionary effects are bound to serve the life form. So as long as we keep evolving, as long as we don't abandon our evolution, the artificial intelligence will either be good for us or will evolve away from using it. There's no other way around. Because if the artificial intelligence starts fighting against the reproduction of humans, there will be some humans who will evolve to ignore the artificial intelligence, and therefore you have kept your evolutionary liberty. In the same way the cows have kept their evolutionary liberty. If farmers weren't good for the reproduction of cows, the cows could eventually find a solution that involves either different farmers or no farmers at all, and could eventually succeed at surviving in the world in a wild form or something. So it's still not a phenotypic revolution, because a phenotypic revolution requires the replicator tango, because as long as the life form isn't modified by a printer, it can still have the opportunity to evolve away from whatever hurt is being induced to it by the machine. Now, your second question, how do you know that AI genetic engineering will not be a maladaptive force in evolution. Well, that will be avoided. I know, because, well, if it's maladaptive to genetically engineer yourself, you're not going to do it. Or eventually you'll do it, but someone else will not do it. And that someone else will eventually dominate the earth. So I'm not saying any sort of genetic engineering could never possibly be maladaptive. Some of it might be, but it will be quickly abandoned. Eventually, it's the genetic engineering that's advantageous to people that will survive. And then your final question is, RNA viruses still exist, so couldn't humans still exist after TRP? Yes, they could. They could, and I believe that they will survive in some parasitic form onto the nations that will be headed by the revolutionary phenotype. So they will be much less in control. They will be probably combated, as I've presented yesterday in response to a question in the Ask Me Anything. The revolutionary phenotype will develop against natural humans, the equivalent of a immune system. So in the same way our bodies are combating the RNA viruses, the cities of the revolutionary phenotype will combat natural humans. So it's not a pleasant existence that awaits the naturals in the upcoming world. But yes, they could still exist, but they will be extremely reduced in their ability to survive and in their ability to evolve in whatever direction is occupied by the TRP. Florida rejects 41% of new math textbooks, citing critical race theory among its reasons. This is stunning because, of course, it's presented by CNN as, oh my God, the Republicans don't want children to learn math. But isn't it stunning that 41% of the current textbook presented to our children can see some form of CRT in them? That's stunning. And it shows that Florida is making the right choice here, and it's kind of divorcing from the nation. Those are math textbooks that are probably sold across America, and they are probably very much welcome in the leftist states. Florida is saying, no, those don't qualify anymore. Good for you, Florida. I'm very happy about it. But how is it that CRT made it into 41% of our textbooks? I mean, we've been talking about CRT since 3 years on the internet. It's not a subject that was heavily covered before, 3, maybe 4 or 5 years. How is it that it's present in all textbook? Well, in 41% of the textbook that Florida reviewed. Why shouldn't wear shoes inside the house, according to scientists? Researchers recently shared their findings that wearing shoes inside can harm your indoor air quality and your health. Here's what you need to know. So apparently they're saying that wearing shoes inside leads to odors developing and sweat, and there's more bacteria or microorganism living inside the shoes, and you are releasing them into the air and diminishing air quality. Well, anyways, I wouldn't be wearing shoes inside. I think it's a matter of comfort to me. I don't feel at home as long as I still have my shoes, so I'm happy to remove my shoes when I'm inside. Yesterday, we talked to Bird Dude, who was saying that he had a trans friend who made some arguments that trans people, but let's say male to female trans, they have a true female brain, and their female brain looks like a female brain inside the fMRI. And I was extremely doubtful about this claim. I know that this has been attempted before to make this demonstration, that the trans females basically have a physical female brain. But I also know that this has been done on single measures, and I would have been very surprised if the person could back up their claim with serious science. And I've been sent the link by Bird Dude, and it's supposedly based on this article, which is not even a peer-reviewed article. It's a blog post about an ongoing study that could eventually make it into a peer-reviewed article. But the devil is in the detail, and this segment right here shows why it's not a study that allows you to say that trans people have truly a desired gender brain, a female brain in the case of male to female, or a male brain in the case of female to male. They say the pattern of brain activation in both transgender adolescent boys and girls more closely resemble that of non-transgender boys and girls of their desired gender. In addition, JD adolescent girls showed a male typical brain activation pattern during visual / spatial memory exercise. Finally, some brain structural changes were detected that were also more similar, but not identical, to those typical of the desired gendered of GD boy and girls. So basically, what this final sentence tells you is it's not all the measures that we've found, and in fact, even some of the measures that we use to say it's kind of closely resembling, it's not fully resembling. It's more resembling like a third thing. Like you have the normal male, normal female, and then you have some other activity, and it's what the transsexual brain does. I'd be very careful with this study. It's certainly not a study that allows you to conclude that the trans male to female has a female brain. First, some notes. It's done on adolescents. Perhaps some of these adolescents are already on hormonal therapy, and so you have the problem that if you're already on hormonal therapy, perhaps the brain effects you record are an effect of the hormones being injected in you. Perhaps your brain behaves like a female brain because you've been, with your medical intervention, you've been affecting the normal course of puberty with your puberty blockers and stuff like this. So is it so surprising then that the brain activity changes? It could be merely in reaction to the hormone, and it may not be an illustration of what you would get in a subject that hasn't gone through hormone therapy, but that does experience the feeling of being female. Secondly, the number of factors recorded, I mean, they were basically putting someone in brain scanner and having them do some activities. Some of the activities I've seen reported include spatial geometric tasks, and sexual attraction task has also been tried, where you show just pictures of males and females naked, and you get the chance, the subject gets the chance to look at them, and their brain gets excited, and you see the activity in the brain. Also, one thing that you have to be careful with these studies is to which extent is the result indicating that the brain of the person was of the desired sex, the sex that they want to be? Or to which extent is it a signal that the person is actively engaging in trying to think female? And by trying to think female, they are triggering, as it turns out, the very same brain areas that a female would turn on in response to a given stimuli. I mean, imagine the scenario. So you show a spatial or geometric task, and most male confronted to this are like, okay, nice cube there. Okay, I see the perspective there. And okay, this line is longer than this line. And oh yeah, 2 + 3 = 5. Now imagine that the females looking at this are like, oh, I'm not good at lines. Oh no, numbers, I hated them when I was in high school. And now imagine that the trans person who's actively trying throughout their life of looking and behaving like the other sex What if they find themselves in the brain scanner and just like they do on an everyday basis, every minute of their life, they're like, how do I react female to this cube and to this line and to this equation? And they start acting into their own mind. Ha! Huh. I'm not good with cubes. Oh, I was so terrible at math when I was in high school. And they end up triggering the exact same areas that a female would. Not because their brain was originally female, but because they have set on an acting course to act like a female. For these reasons, I wouldn't give much credence to these studies. They seem to have cherry-picked certain brain reactions. Like, if you were to do 50 different tasks on, I don't know, 100,000 people, perhaps you'd start seeing patterns that are interesting. And then you could say, okay, the brain is female, the brain of a trans person is female-like in 3% of these things, but not in 97% of these things. But when you cherry pick like they did, who knows? Who knows how many measures would end up classifying the brain as male or classifying the brain as female? I'm unsatisfied by this study. And it's the only one that really seriously looks into this. Mama JF, what's up?
Hey, I know what they could do to remedy this.
What?
Okay, they could make a blank person, okay, and put a professional actor and say, play the role of a female to see if it's the same result.
That would be very interesting. Very good idea. I'd love to see this. I'd love to see this experiment run. Like, can you get an actor who's really not a trans? Can you get them to act female and see the exact same thing in the brain scanner? That would be a solid experiment. The kind of experiment that Papa JF would do. But no one ever turns to me for the grants and the funding. Of course, if I was to propose this experiment to the government, there would be a committee of ethics saying, no, JF, no. But that's exactly why I'm out of universities, you know. Every single idea I can have of an experiment violates the common desire of bureaucratic, technocratic scientists to find something in reality. I always go against the grain, and therefore I would never get funded. I think it's gone too far. Pioneering trans psychologist says too many teens are taking hormones because it's trendy. Well, maybe you shouldn't have done all this stuff. Like, it was pretty written in the sky, you know, that this was going to happen. Maybe you shouldn't have promoted this stuff the way you did. As the debate over transgender athletes competing, blah, 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 she says that the push to allow teens and preteens to transition has gone too far, putting her entire livelihood at risk, echoing claims made by so-called TERFs and conservatives whom trans activists have labeled as evil transphobes. Erica Anderson, 71, who is herself transgender, told the LA Times that she is horrified that even 13-year-olds are now getting hormone treatment, prescribed in some cases by PCP, without even meeting with psychologists first. I think it's gone too far. For a while, we were all happy that society was becoming more accepting and more families than ever were embracing children that were gender variant. Now it's got to the point where there are kids presenting at clinics whose parents say, this just doesn't make sense, she says. When you start allowing society to play with powerful stuff, they will use it in all sorts of wicked ways and all sorts of uncontrollable ways. So you have to think twice before you release something into the world, a meme, a statement. You have to be responsible. And when you start saying, oh, well, I think it's the best way to handle gender dysphoria, I feel better about it, Well, if you feel better about it, why wouldn't they apply it to someone who's younger than you? And then if it becomes a right, why would you give that right to 19-year-olds and not 18-year-olds? And then why not 17-year-olds? And then why not 13-year-olds? There's no end to it. And of course, the final target is the abolishment of reproductive abilities and the intervention at a point in time of life where you can truly ruin forever. So you can sterilize someone forever if they accept your stuff. So at this point, what can we do? You've unleashed this into the world. It won't be stoppable, so just let it be. And thankfully, these self-punishing directions, they are limited in times. If in 2022, just thinking that you're a male or a female, contrary to your assigned at birth status, if it leads you down the path of non-reproduction, then eventually your genes disappear and eventually the world will be populated by people who don't think that. He went missing nearly 3 years ago. Deputies found him shivering outside a gas station 700 miles away. This guy is an autist. He left his home in California while his mother was preparing some food for him, and then disappeared for 3 years, and he was found in Utah. He had become a homeless, and so his parents are happy to see him again. I don't know, why did he leave? Is he like so autistic and so incapable of communicating that he wasn't able to communicate with his parents? Or perhaps he was in a conflict with his parents. Perhaps he wanted to leave. I don't know. But in any case, he's an adult. But now he's been recovered by his parents. Silver Spider says, "Hey, Jeff, is the ultimate goal of these leftists for us to evolve into a species that has both sexes, perhaps needing bees to pollinate us?" I'm not sure what you mean. We are already a species that has both sexes. You mean a single individual would have both sexes? I don't think it's the goal of the left. The left just has anti-reproductive attitudes because they know... Well, first, the left stems from academia and government employment, and by its nature, therefore, they are at odds with the transmission of traditional knowledge, including religion, because it's being passed by fathers and mothers to their children, and it's often a layer of protection against the propaganda of the horizontal world, the world of exchanges between people of the same age. And because precisely the leftist mentality transmits itself at the horizontal level, it combats any sort of vertical transfer. And therefore, it combats both parental rights and parental teaching and reproduction itself, because they kind of have the impression that if the world, instead of being a world of verticality, of transmission across generations, if the world can be just this kind of flow of empty brains to be filled with Marxist ideas, that's easier for them. It's profitable for them. I think that's the reason. And that's the reason they fight reproduction. I don't think they want to actively create a world of hermaphrodites, but they very much will enjoy creating possibilities for perhaps self-reproduction. Like the ability of having a baby for a woman without taking in sperm. Basically allowing a clone to be made, perhaps at first, and eventually perhaps also synthetically created sperms. This is definitely to come. Portable nuclear device missing in eastern Pennsylvania. So apparently... I don't know. How do you lose this device? It's a device that's apparently it records a nuclear radiation. Anyone who finds the gauge should not handle it directly, but rather maintain distance, limit time of proximity, and immediately contact local authorities. Well, why are you carrying this around so carelessly? You're telling me that if I find it, I should not stay beside it? What is in there? Maybe some kind of controlled uranium substance to kind of compare with the recorded radiation level? I don't know. But in any case, if you see this device, make sure you contact them. DuckDuckGo is starting to be worrying. There's a video about it by, I don't know who this guy is, Mental Atla. And he presents DuckDuckGo as been veering absolute censorship. They've been starting to play with Ukraine stuff. They've been starting also to punish certain kinds of file-sharing sites. It seems that we will very soon need an alternative to even DuckDuckGo. Hopefully, at this point, it's easy to create a search engine. And hopefully, some will emerge that can win the competition. Chronic Boom says, which search engine should we use now? I've been using DuckDuckGo since like 2018. DuckDuckGone, says DK Shadow. Yeah, I'm sure there are other options to be on. Yeah, Brave. Do they have their own search engine? I know they have the browser. Someone is mentioning Brave. I don't know what are the other options. Is Brave good? Yandex, I don't know about it. Isn't it Chinese? I don't think I would go for a Chinese one. Inflationary psychology has set in. Dislodging it won't be easy. Our last news item before I conclude, because I'm very eager to go resolve my taxes. I'm like, I think I have 1 hour left of work to do, and I really want it done. SearX. I've never heard of SearX. SearX. A privacy-respecting, hackable meta search engine. JFG Tonight, Odyssey. Wow! JFG Tonight on Odyssey. Wow! Out of nowhere. I've never met this... I've never encountered this search engine. I just type something that I think it wouldn't find. There it is. Bigot Smalls says, JF, it's just a proxy for other search engines. It doesn't solve any problem. Ah, okay, so I see that they have found it from Bing. Ah, well, okay, so it's not the solution, because the day Bing loses it, this one loses it too. But maybe there's some quality to the idea of aggregation. Inflation psychology. There is a high probability that a self-perpetuating wage price spiral will develop in the next few years. Households have already become less resistant to paying higher prices, and firms have become less resistant to offering higher wages. Prices and wages will continue to spiral upward until the cumulative erosion in inflation-adjusted incomes causes the economy to collapse in a recession. It is like the children's game of musical chairs. Everyone knows the game will end, but they feel compelled to keep racing around the circle at an ever faster pace, hoping their forced exit will leave them in the best possible position. Even if it still means an inflation-adjusted loss. Yes, definitely we will be. One moment. Definitely we will be faced with extreme increases of price. It's already started. Yeah, there's nothing we can do, because it's all been set in the game. a year or two ago already, so no matter what they do, it's not going to change this. The world of Bitcoin went crazy, the stock markets went crazy, and now that money is all flowing back into the system. Crypto Army says, just search JFG tonight and stumbled on your Wikipedia page. Haha, wow. Yeah, it's pretty outdated as a Wikipedia page. Haven't I done so many things since this Wikipedia page has been written? Philosoraptor says, Jeff, you look good unshaved. Maybe, yes. But at some point you have to shave, because if I could keep my beard like this, maybe that would be okay. But eventually it gets longer and it starts to be annoying. So I will have to shave very soon. It's not that I like to be perfectly shaven all the time, but I don't want my beard to be long and annoying. All right. That is it for tonight, boys. I had said it was a short show. We're already 1 hour in. I have to go do my mission and the taxes. Much love. See you all tomorrow. Oh, there was a question. Nengyodo says, Jeff, what level of development for human civilization made it beneficial to attack the reproductive health of other human beings? What family size? How would I frame this in the concept of a phenotype? We now have sterile / antinatalist people convincing people to be sterile and antinatalist. One moment. All right. I think this happens in any system, any evolutionary system that must open to something will also open up weak points, misfiring possibilities, and possibilities for bad control to set in. So you ask, at what stage of civilization does this happen? Well, simply at the stage where you have an advantage at opening up the brain to manipulation by others. And at the beginning, it's good to do this because most people around you anyways are aligned with your genetic interest. So you open the brain, it makes you better, and you have more scientific knowledge, you have higher IQ, you learn more stuff, you're more fit for the environment. But eventually the parasitic counter force comes in, which says, oh, now there are lots of open brains. Oh, I can make a living. I can make a living if I convince these open-brained of some things that may not be in their advantage, but they are in my advantage. Now, is the force for anti-natalism in modern society, is it evolutionarily driven anti-natalism, or is it just corruption and randomness that just happens to converge towards something that's not fit? I don't know. If you look into some theories like that of Kevin McDonald, you would tend to think, yes, it's actually an ethnic war that is happening under the guise of LGBT rights and convincing others of not reproducing. But there's still a place for a non-evolutionary explanation where you say, the system had to converge towards stuff that is not evolutionarily fit, but it didn't have to converge toward the current state of antinatalism. This current state of antinatalism is just a reflection of a bad combination of other things that have evolved for other reasons in people's brain, like openness to the other, like desire for respect, all of these things good in and of themselves. But if you combine them together, you become too accepting and you end up being accepting to the point of destroying the state of demographics of human civilization. Everything is possible. Much love. See you all tomorrow.